Hey, how are you? This is Daylen calling from Nation Safe Drivers on a recorded line. Could you please hold for one moment?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Sorry about that. I'm back.
It's okay. Just wanted to see if you can please help me out. I have a customer on the line that's needing assistance with change of tire.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have her policy number here.
Okay, okay. Also, I would like to ask, is this Fred Lawyer?
It is.
Okay. I have no idea what's been going on with the policy numbers and things of that matter. Is I don't know if it's like our what channel we try to find it on or what, but it's like they just don't pull up at all.
They're not pulling up?
No, ma'am.
Okay, can you try and just see if her policy is pulling up? Because she's been having issues. I believe she was calling the number and it was stating that it was closed. They were closed at the time. There's two numbers that we have in file here for you guys. It's the money, the towing dispatch and customer service. Is it both the same number?
You said the towing, and what else, ma'am?
There's a towing dispatch number that we have and then customer service. Would it be the same number?
No, ma'am, no, no, ma'am. Well, we can definitely, no, ma'am, those are two different numbers. We can definitely try it. What would be her first name?
Her first name is Maria Garcia. And it's M-A-R-I-A. Last name Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A.
And a good verified callback number would be, what would be her callback number?
Her number is actually the 469-961-5553.
And also, would you like to receive text updates? Well,
this is for the customer. Yes, I guess you can send those out to her. Okay. I was just trying to help her get some help, because again, it looks like she was having issues on her side.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a Spanish-speaking customer as well.
I understand. So now I'm at this prompt. What is the policy number?
It is 66-359-725-094.
All right. Yes, ma'am. It's not pulling up.
Her policy's not pulling up?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's weird. She's been insured for over a year. Do you know what is there any other way we can verify, or?
It's not necessarily a verification problem, because we've had it happen to, like, a lot of our customers, so it's not necessarily verification that's the issue, but the fact that it's not pulling up, and we don't know who's actually, you know, who actually doesn't have an account and who is just, like, going through this with the system. So I had this issue earlier, and basically when I explained it to one of my supervisors, they just told me to ask the customer, or really offer an out-of-pocket expense. And that was the only way we were able to move forward.
All right. And you're stating that it's actually, is it just our policies, Red Loyal policies?
Yes, ma'am. I've rarely seen it happen with, like, first acceptance. But
okay.
Fred Lawyer, for sure, yes.
Okay. All right. And let me just ask so I can advise the customer, what would be the out-of-pocket expense for the change of tire?
It honestly depends on, I would guess, whatever provider I would come or call. And then, you know, try to get them to come out wherever they are and wherever they would have to go. That varies, basically.
It varies on the mileage, I guess, right, or where they're at. Okay. Okay, so let me go ahead and get a hold of the customer and verify and see what's going on, because, I don't understand why it's not pulling up, it's not verifying. In the event that she does use out-of-pocket expenses, is it refundable once you verify on your side? I mean, is there any way to verify at all after this and be reimbursed?
Possibly. It could be looked at as a reimbursement consideration. But we that's going to be handled with, you know, customer service and, you know, whatever agent that you get a hold of or that she gets a hold of, they will more than likely get you in contact with customer service so that she would have the reimbursement consideration.
Okay, I see. All right, sir, let me get a hold for the customer then, advisor, what's okay. going on. Thank you.
All right, no problem.